pocket.
John knows.
It's not the Kanga, but
no, not a Kanga. He doesn't wear like the Kanga. No.
It's a style.
I know.
What?
What's the paperboy hat called?
Or driver's cap.
Beret? Beret?
No, I don't want a beret.
You have wore a beret before, John. It was not a raspberry one, though.
It was not a beret.
You have worn a beret, John.
You never worn a beret.
I'm not getting into the middle of this one, guys. Hello and welcome to Louisville's Best Berets. We are a podcast about all the best berets out there. Not really. We're just messing with
John. When did I wear a beret?
Back
December 7th, 1998.
It was before you and Carla got married.
Like a French beret?
Yeah, not like a military style one. Like a beret. Yeah.
I don't remember wearing a beret.
Gotta remember though, John. Back in the '90s, we all wore a lot of weird stuff.
But you could rock it though. That was the thing.
Well, I've got the
Head for hats, and
I have a face for radio. Yeah, so I see what you're saying.
I don't have any of those. I know. I feel left out now too.
Well, I was like,
you sir.
Yeah, in the closet. I mean, I had
stand
a
under the stairs. Don't come out.
I still have what's called an Applejack, which is like a newsboy hat.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about. That's what the description of your head is.
No, if I had known, I would have.
I still got an Applejack. What is an Applejack?
If I had known, we were going to be talking about hats tonight. I would have brought them all. I could have just flipped back and forth, you know, on the screen.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the
podcast. Yeah, stay tuned. Listeners are checking out here in Louisville.
What is this parade?
I can show you.
Louisville's best podcast. We're so excited that you, the listeners, have stuck with us through this first minute of hat talk. if you would like more hat talk, then I'm sure there's another podcast for you.
Well, we can start one.
You can. Definitely. We can.
I also have a Greek fisherman's hat.
It'll be called Applejacks.
Is it from Greece?
Maybe. I wear it with my navy blue.
You have an outfit for it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, see, I originally had the sailor's jacket, you know, the pea coat. I have a pea coat.
What did you do with a drunken
sailor? Was thinking like sailor uniform, like when you said that, of like the Donald Duck
like
top.
Like the Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
It's just the Donald Duck top. That's all
like,
it is.
I was no like, whoa, John, easy
pair,
now.
Pair of yellow galoshes.
We can't handle the awesomeness. That is too fly.
It's an adult diaper.
Save us.
On next week's episode, Tim and I talk about buns. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Anywho,
what we're
going to do. Let's see how everybody's doing, because evidently we are losing it. Charlie, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Timbo.
Charlie, you gave us a topic. We're going to flip it up a little bit, but I'll ask you my topic. What live action or what cartoon would you like to be seen made into a live action film?
Jabberjaws. Mm-hmm. Oh. And of course, the shark would be CGI, but yeah.
Who would voice it, though?
Jack Black.
Ooh, I like that.
Jack Black should do every voice. John, did you see the Super Mario?
He's great.
I haven't
seen
it
great
yet.
As Bowser.
I haven't seen it yet. You just said Jack Black, and I just kind of glazed over. I was just kind of like,
yesterday, Wednesday, I was driving to go to a dog-sitting gig, and apparently Dixie Highway exploded and everywhere I needed to go to get there. And so I just turned on my Spotify and I was, you know, I haven't listened to Tenacious D in a long time. Mm. And that got me through my hour long commute to over by Iroquois Park.
That's crazy.
John, how are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Another incredible evening.
John, what cartoon would you like to be seen made into a live action
Mask? Straight up. That would be it. It's like one of those type things. That Mask was such a big deal when I was a kid. I think we all were Mask people. Because I had the Rhino, I had the Z28, I had the 57 Chevy. Only one I didn't have that I really wanted was the Blue Jet, the Venom or whatever their name was. Can't remember what the bad guys' names were for that. But that's the one I wanted. And I even had like the, finally we found him at Children's Palace one night. It was the son and the robot. I can't remember their names, but they were part of the television show. They had that robot he rode around on. That was really cool. Yeah, I would love to see him. I'd love to see him go back. If they're going to be doing this, because they're doing it to all these old shows, trying to, you know, us 40 somethings trying to take our money away from us, we might as well do Mask. I mean, come on, we've done all the rest of them, or just do it as a Netflix thing. I mean, that would be cool. Yeah, Mask, definitely, that's my thing.
It's good. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Are you awake
so far?
Okay, Brian, what cartoon would you like to see made into a live action movie?
DuckTales.
I like it.
the Treasure of the Lost Lamps because we get Alibaba treasure we got to go find. So definitely.
Gotcha. I this has already been made into a live action, but I would like to see a G.I. Joe like they did on Funny or Die, where like the people have the actual costumes and not the Channing Tatum vehicle that was terrible.
Wow.
The old family proverb that runs around my house is still to this day, he could have played Duke. And it's anybody other than Channing Tatum. It's just, he could play Duke.
Anybody.
He definitely could have played Duke.
I could have played Duke.
Brendan Fraser. Could have played Duke.
Would have been good as Duke.
He should have played it. Instead of just the guy sitting there, whatever he said.
He's good. Yeah, I mean, the thing about the Channing Tatum vehicle is that in the first one, they wanted him to be such a great Duke, almost to the point that they almost made Snake Eyes even say, you're a good Duke. I mean, they wanted it to be over so much. So I wanted to talk about G.I. Joe for a second because Charlie and I have talked about this briefly. But I want to know from you guys, off the cuff here, if you were a G.I. Joe character, what would you want your nickname to be and your specialty? Because, you know, G.I. Joe characters all had a specialty. You had like a sniper or a ninja or covert ops or whatever, and they all had really cool names. But now on the flip side, I also want to know what your cobra name would be.
Oh, gosh, man. You should have prepped us for this.
it's off the cuff.
You should have prepped us
for this. I'll go right off the bat with a G.I. Joe. So I thought about this because I've thought about this way too much in my life. As a kid, I think like most kids, I loved ninjas. And Snake Eyes was just like the coolest in Storm Shadow. But G.I. Joe almost got to the point that they overdid ninjas. They did like Ninja Force and like everybody was a ninja, like Bazooka. I don't know. They were like, yeah, that guy, sci-fi's out there being like a techno ninja. I don't know. It was goofy stuff. So as I've gotten older, I have found that what's cooler than ninja is snipers. So I would like to be
sniper ninjas.
A sniper ninja, yeah, that'd be good. I would like to be a sniper for G.I. Joe. My nickname would just be Deadeye, and I would be awful at it. I would never hit the target, but they would always like, we need a sniper, who do we got? They're like, let's get Deadeye. And like, I would screw up every single mission, but they would still love me and accept me for my failures. That would be my G.I. Joe character. I'd also have a Cajun accent. I don't know why. I don't know why. I just think it would be... So you couldn't really even understand me, maybe be why I missed the target, because I'm trying to confirm the target that you can't understand me. And you're like, yeah, Deadeye that one. And I shoot like the president. You're like, what'd you do that for? And I'm like, and you're like, all right, you're right, Deadeye.
Sucker, please.
All right, Charlie, I know you've talked about your character to me before. I don't know if you remember it.
Brian struggling.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
go ahead. So here's the thing about my G.I. Joe character. He's both. He is a double agent, also a soldier of fortune. His name is Switchback. He's a truck driver. And he has one of those like Velcro hats. So when he's driving this like G.I. Joe territory, he's got G.I. Joe sticker on. Him's called Cobra. Puts it back on.
Good.
Backstory is that he was a union truck driver and he got kicked out. And he's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just making my money now.
Yeah.
Always overload limit. Never on time. Switchback.
Switchback. I like it.
On the flip side of that, I would be your spotter. Blinky, blind in one eye, can't see out of the other, and also Cajun, but different type of Cajun, so we just could understand each other.
I like it. We need this one. Who do we got? We got Blinky and Deadeye. Perfect. Those guys are great. Oh,
sacre bleu.
All right, John. Hopefully, Charlie and I have stalled enough long enough for you to come up with your G.I. Joe character.
Do you got it, John? If you don't, I got it.
Yeah, I got mine. Mine is my specialty is going to be jetpacks, because that's what I always wanted to have as a kid.
Yeah.
I just always want to have a jetpack.
Okay.
And I'm going by my code name is going to be Gooseface. That's
Did you run into a goose during like basic training?
Must have.
You break your neck every time you go out.
No, yeah, your nose is broke sideways from where a goose hit you in the face.
So would your name be Fabio?
No, it's just Gooseface. It's Gooseface. Yeah.
All right. I like it.
That's my thing. And I can also spot for you from up high, but I have a
we are an elite.
But my, you haven't even heard mine yet. So
but my jetpack, is like it's not real. It's not stealthy because it's like basically got a lawnmower engine on it that you have to start with a pull.
It's like the episode of Pete and Pete where Pete orders the jetpack, but it ends up being a leaf blower.
Black smoke flying out of the back of it and everything.
It's
like, here comes Gooseface.
Oh, there's Gooseface. I like it. All right, Brian, join our elite. Sniper game.
I feel like we're the misfits here. So I would be the twin brother of Shipwreck, known as Chinwreck.
What?
Chitwreck.
Okay,
so, let's make it. Therefore, I completely blunder everything.
You can tell Brian's
that's
tired.
That's where he got to. That was the best I got for you, Tim.
You don't ever get picked for the force because we can't have that guy out there.
Yeah,
for that name, people are gonna. No, we're G.I. Joe. We represent the USA. Hey, why don't you go join Deadeye and Blinky over
go,
there?
Go join the what were they? What was the Russian team?
We would be the Red Star.
Yeah, we would definitely not be invited to the Slaughter Marauders.
No, absolutely not.
No, we wouldn't spit on scorpions or anything like that.
We'll take Jinx over any of you guys.
Yeah, we got Jinx, or we got this elite group, sniper group over here. Give me Chuckles. I don't just anybody. We'll take it.
We'd be called a corpse.
Oh, yeah. That's a good reference. If you wanted to blow up your G.I. Joes, buy the corpse figures.
Yeah. Because you get them in Dollar Tree.
Yeah. Like three for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where you went.
It was like three-pack for $2 at Walmart.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to the Cobra side. Now, the thing I loved about Cobra is they just had some outrageous characters on there. I mean, the Dreadnoughts alone were insane. Like
they were Cold Slither.
They were Cold Slither. But you have Buzzsaw, you had Ponytails, you had Monkey Wrench and stuff like that. But it didn't just stop there because even the regular Cobra characters were crazy. Dr. Mindbender had a sleeveless, no shirt, just a straight purple vest.
He had some kind of erotica outfit.
Yeah. And a monocle.
Yeah.
And you gotta have the monocle. Yeah.
Later on, they had a guy named Metalhead that would shoot rockets out of his backpack, and he was insane. He would just be like, oh, 40 meters, boom! And he would shoot off rockets.
Yeah, but then you had like Firefly, too.
And then you had Firefly.
Yeah, who was on that.
Well, he was amazing.
That was awesome.
So if you had to make your Cobra character, I do wonder if you guys take the Cobra side more serious than we did on the G.I. Joe side, because Cobra was cooler.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I think if I was going to be a Cobra officer, I loved just like the different Vipers, like Alley Viper and Saw Viper and all those. So if I could...
Was the Saw Viper the one that made those traps for those people that didn't appreciate their lives?
Oh, that took me a second. I got there. I don't really know what the Saw Viper stood for. It was like S. It was a
standard S. assault weapons.
Is that what it was?
I have no clue.
I like it. He had a monster machine gun, though. So I think I would be a different type of Viper. They had Ninja Vipers, which were really cool. Because, you could just name a word and add Viper to it, and it would work. So I think I would be something like Elite Vipers, and I would just be like... I would be like a Crimson Guard type, like that elite bodyguard type thing that you wouldn't want to mess with me. And I would just look really, really menacing. I don't know what my powers would be. I would just be, he's an elite Viper. Yeah, don't mess with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably like a black outfit with some red Cobra on it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it would be. All right. Brian, you got your Cobra character?
Man, like you said, I must be getting tired because like all the silliness is just like.
It's okay. I'm thinking like my character's name
would be. So we would be kind of like a group, but it would be That's about how I feel right now.
Is that Jack Harlow?
No,
that's not Jack Harlow.
It would be
wearing a shirt.
We would be like my name would be like Boaz, and then you have the.
There was a guy named Boaz.
I know, but it would be like Broke Ass.
Oh, you're doing that joke.
Yeah, that whole thing.
You're doing that.
No. I think it would have to be something with like cyber hacking of some type, okay. Being able to disrupt communications. Right. That would be where I would want to go. So.
Ooh, disrupt.
After seeing John tonight with the board and the cables, just call me the cable guy, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
yeah, this is.
And then I realized I wasn't plugged in, so that was the problem.
Yeah. Brown would just go in and metal everybody's wires up, and that would just be like,
oh, John, this is.
Now they had techno vibers.
Okay.
They'd have like the visor. And they were like a dark blue and maroon color, and they'd always be the computer.
And they had turntables.
Yeah. But of course, my character's dream would be to get to hang out with Nemesis Enforcer. Oh, that would never get to.
Nemesis Enforcer would like have zero to, like, time he'd be for like, you. I'm just gonna, yeah. You're not part of Cobra La 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 La. You're not invited, sir.
That's the invite I'm looking
You're
for.
You're not invited.
Nope.
Gobulus or whatever his name would have zero time for you.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie, get your Cobra.
I do.
All right.
So you know how Chuckles was like a counterintelligence undercover?
You're all about the counterintelligence. Yeah.
My character would be like the... So when Destro had his group, was it Renegades?
Grenadiers, yes.
You had just the troops and Destro. You know, there are like characters with that. But so my character would be a... good counterintelligence, but more like a street version of that, since the Iron Grenadiers kind of were like Destro's thing when he was a gun smuggler.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
My character's name would be Steve, because that's like a evil version, kind of like Chuckles.
Okay.
And costume would just be, the Iron Grenadiers had like the gold and the red and the black. Red t-shirt, black suit, and just, collected money that Destro, the people owe Destro.
Okay. That's cool. I like it.
The figure would come with a suitcase with a gun in it, and probably a giant gold chain to match Destro's
giant gold
chain.
A really nice black, like, goatee or beard.
Yeah. I was thinking more like a early 2000s red flat top, like Doug.
Okay.
That's the character's name, Doug.
His name's Doug.
Doug.
Yeah. It's good. Nobody messes with Doug.
Elite Iron Grenadier Enforcer.
I like it.
Doug.
All right, John, take us home with your Cobra.
I am going to go with what was always the my favorite characters in the world there in G.I. Joe, and that was the Crimson Guard.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nothing better. Until Destro's Iron Grenadiers come out, and I was just about too old for that. That came out when I was like 12 or 13. I was kind of getting out of it. They were still cool. But I'm going to stick with the Crimson Guard group, and it's going to be a level up. You got Tomaz and Zaymot right there at the top, the leaders. But then you have another set underneath of them. And I'm going with more of a Roman thing. It's like a Praetorian Guard that is above the Crimson Guards, except they wear, instead of wearing the crimson, they wear the classical Roman purple and black uniform.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so sweet. Have a black uniform with a dark, like, royal purple pipping, and then on the helmets as well. Man, yeah. That would be so sweet to see.
And what'd you call them?
They're just the Praetorians. That's what they are. They're just that one step below Tomaz and Zaymot. And that would be really cool. That would be my group.
I like it.
Yeah.
We should have made the live action G.I. Joe movie.
Oh, yeah. And then like,
Michael Bay.
Our Charlie's Ward G.I. Joe movie.
That was a good one.
Yeah. That was a good one, too. Yeah.
Aaron was a great Cobra Commander.
Since you never know when your neighbor might have a red uniform in his closet, according to the file card, I'd just be a middle school teacher on the end. And that would be
on the weekends, I'd be slaying it for Cobra.
Oh, yeah. Weekends, everybody, like, kids be like, what are you doing this weekend? I'd be like,
podcasting.
I'm going camping.
I'm going podcasting.
And then there would just be the next scene would just be just like blowing Sky Strikers out of the sky and stuff like that. It would just be amazing.
I tell you what, Deadeye and his crew would have no chance against the Praetorians at all.
I got it.
Done for.
Wait, I'm going in stealthy. Like my neighbor out there cutting his grass.
Oh, I... Now, if we could only just build these custom figures for everybody,
it'd be amazing. Yeah.
Speaking of custom figures, has anybody tried the scan thing for Hasbro Create a Figure?
No.
It was bad.
I saw some pictures.
You've seen someone that has had one made?
Like a picture of it? Yeah, I don't haven't met anybody personally.
Somebody personally. We'll talk about it. You do.
I do?
Yeah. We'll have to look it up later.
Oh.
I tried the scan. I tried a scan face on MLB 23 The Show.
Oh, that's a joke.
It didn't work either.
I tried this. I didn't, of course, buy the figure.
Yeah, but scanned your face.
But it was basically like from here up, from my chin. They're on camera now. It's from here up. And Andrew was like, no, absolutely not. That is awful. That is awful.
Those things never work. No. When everybody's like, oh, we'll do a custom figure of you, just scan your face. And they're like, oh, yeah, scan my face. And it comes out looking like Rock Sylvester Stallone or something, you know, because they really only have like 10 different faces they can select from. Oh, this guy's got dark hair. Put him in the dark hair box with people with big noses.
Look like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Face off. Anywho, we'd love to know what your G.I. Joe or Cobra characters are. Once again, this would have been a great episode for Aaron to be on, because Lord knows what would have came out of his mouth. I got to see that here in a minute. Anyways, check us out wherever you listen to the podcast. We'll be back on YouTube here soon. And until next time, I am sorry, Brent.
We'll catch you later,
Aaron.
Well, if I was a G.I. Joe character, first off, I would have the ability to talk to squirrels.